USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq, the Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump on why the airstrikes took place.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
All the news in the Middle East did affect the stock market as stocks fell and oil prices surged, the Dow losing 300 points shortly after the open, although it did regain some and ended up losing 233 points on the day to close at 28,634. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lawmakers in Tennessee are announcing a new bill that would require transgender student-athletes to play sports based on their gender at birth.
With a look at how the big cable news networks fared in 2019, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Fox News Channel had a banner year from a ratings perspective, averaging just under 2.5 million total viewers in the prime time daily for 2019, and that's a network record. MSNBC had an interesting year and continued to deliver massive audiences, and for the second straight year, more total viewers than any other basic cable network, but one. CNN continued to attract more adults, 25 to 54, than its MSNBC rivals in total day, daytime, and weekend hours. There was a little bit of movement in the 2019 cable news show rankings, but the most notable point was that Sean Hannity stayed the number one host on cable news.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, says there's no immediate threats to the city after the United States killed Iranian military leader Qasem Soleimani. As far as all the evil that took place under Soleimani, Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas tells Fox News.
You know, Soleimani was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans. He planned, executed attacks on Americans, gave IEDs to Shia militias in Iraq that are responsible for over 600 American deaths. Not to mention all the deaths around the region, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, and elsewhere, of the Houthi rebels in Yemen. So this guy has been a force of destruction and death in the region for a long time.
Right.
He's the head of one of the largest terrorist organizations in the world. The Iranian Quds Force. So yes, we are safer. Are there going to be consequences? Of course there would be. I mean, I would fully expect the Iranians to plan some kind of retribution. But here's the thing: we have to disabuse ourselves of this notion that we should simply continue to take punches. Okay, Iran right. attacked our base recently. Then they attacked our embassy, where they fully supported the Shia militias that did attack our embassy and base.
And the NFL playoffs kick off Saturday with two games as the Houston Texans will host the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots host the Tennessee Titans. First kick is set for 2:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.